I'm inspired by, you know, life and all sorts of things. You can say something right now and it would inspire me to write a song or something to happen. You know, most kings just happen to be inspired by a Basquiat drawing, you know, the drawing, and he had the most young kings get their head cut off on the bottom. And I looked at that and I was like, it's powerful. You know, just the statement in itself. It's like this thing, this love, hate thing that the world has with success, period. How people look at you when you're successful. Media medals, people sue you, settle. Every step you take, they remind you, you get it. So no matter how far you are, you still have that stigma on you of where you come from when you walk inside the door. Even if you have a tuxedo on, it's like, oh yeah, that's the guy who used to be this and did that. People who you started your life off with and what success does to them. People look at you strange saying you changed, like you worked that hard to stay the same. Like you're doing all this for a reason. And what happens most of the time, people change. People change around you because they start treating you different because of your success. So you are changing. You don't change who you are, the core of who you are, the things you believe, the things you love, and the things you die for, and your principles. You don't change that, but you're going to change who you are. You're going to change, you know, you can't do the same things that you can't hang on the corner. Some people may not be comfortable with that. I would just say get involved in things that you love and also have, you know, have a standard for yourself and have some sort of integrity and try to, you know, find some sort of truth in what you're doing. The artists that I play that weren't popular at the time, that I play more than I play current artists. And at the time, it wasn't this hugely popular thing, but I think when it all's said and done, you can't guess, you can't think. There's a knowing. You have to know, okay, it may not work today, it may not work tomorrow, but this is the right thing and this is what I'm doing and this is what's feeding me. So that would be the best advice that I can give you, that knowing, just believe in what you're doing. And if you don't believe in it, then you're not doing it. You haven't figured out the thing that you do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Best yet. When you feel it and when you know, no one can tell you. You only have to be right once. The goal is not to be successful and famous. The goal is, if you have a specific God-given ability, is to live your life out through that. And two, we have a responsibility to push the conversation forward until we're all equal in this place, because until everyone's free, no one's free. You have to educate your children on the world as it exists today and how it got to that space. But my child doesn't need the same tools that I needed growing up. I needed certain tools to survive my area that my child doesn't need. They're growing up in a different environment, but also they have to know their history, have a sense of what it took to get to this place and have compassion for others. The most important thing, I think, out of all this is to teach compassion and to identify with everyone's struggle and to know these people made these sacrifices for us to be where we are and to push that forward for us. I believe that's the most important thing to show them, because they don't have to know things that I knew growing up, like being tough. And it's just certain tools that you would hope for your child to have. Like, again, fairness and compassion and empathy and a loving heart. And those things translate in any environment. Those are the main base things that you want. Well, for me, I would want my child to have, you know, to treat people as they are, no matter who they are, no matter where they sit in the world. Not to be super nice to someone who has a high position or mean to someone who they deem to be below them. I can't buy you love. I can't show it to you. I can show you affection and I can, you know, I can express love, but I can't put it in your hand. I can't put compassion in your hand. I can't show you that. So the most beautiful things are things that are invisible. That's where the important things lie.